I want you to go online right now, if you can, onto our Twitter feed and have a look at a video that I have recorded where you will see a washing machine that has blown up. The Twitter address, at Stephen Nolan. And imagine this washing machine blowing up in your living room if you've got an open plan apartment, and that's where your kitchen also is. What happened to our Nolan listener is that the washing machine blew up in his garage while his daughter, his young daughter, was in it. It exploded from the inside out. It sent shards of metal and plastic and bits of concrete into the air. An unbelievable story, this, brought to us by Craig Dobbin. He got in touch after an incident involving his Hoover washing machine. I spoke to him and asked what happened.
What's happened, Stephen, is the washing machine has exploded. It would have been Sunday a week ago. Good lady was doing the washing. Daughter was in dinner, bits and pieces in the garage where the washing machine was. It's like a Hoover washing machine, just a standard washing machine. And it's literally exploded.
Exploded?
Literally exploded.
Now, I'm looking at pictures of it here. It looks like a bomb has gone off on the top of it. The whole thing's burst open.
That's pretty much what's happened. We were actually in the house, me and the wife at the time. She had just left it. The daughter was just coming out of the garage, and the thing was just like an explosion, just like a bomb. It's hard to explain any other way without being so dramatic about it. You know?
So washing machines have a kind of concrete slab type thing at the top of them, right?
That's correct. That's like a balance thing. I had disintegrated it into small pieces.
So did it explode all over your house?
Well, it's in the garage, Stephen, but it's pretty much just disintegrated along with the metal and the plastic. Just shears of just the plastic and metal all over the garage.
Look at how dangerous this could be.
Well, that was my thinking, you know. But I was just fortunate enough, my daughter, she was there for about an hour. She was cleaning out her guinea pigs and things. And when she was walking out of the garage, she literally just walked out the door. You're talking 2 or 3 seconds. Either way, she was getting it up the face. You know, and, you know it's not just that that's taking somebody's face off and that goes off. You know what I mean? That's quite serious.
No, we're going to put a picture of this up. In fact, it's up right now as you're listening to this, of this washing machine. If you want to have a look at the picture, at Stephen Nolan on Twitter right now, on our Facebook page. What's the Facebook address, Vincent? Facebook.com. Slice the Nolan Show. He wishes it was Vince Book. Here's the most interesting part about this story, Craig, right?
Mm-hmm.
We contacted Hoover, who make these machines.
Yep.
And they said in their first statement, they basically apologised that you didn't get the service you received and all that kind of stuff. And we pushed them again, right? And they then said in their second statement, and this is where I thought, my goodness, this is a very, very good story. They said, on very rare occasions, a tiny fraction of machines may be subject to a failure of this type. Now, that's corporate language for this has happened before.
Knew about it.
And they knew about it, exactly.
And didn't recall it.
So this has happened before.
Yeah, it's happened to me, so it's definitely happened at least once. It's unbelievable. That's just staggering.
They say it's highly unlikely that the overwhelming majority of customers who use this model would ever experience this type of failure. Well, do you know what? It might be highly unlikely, but what about the people it does happen to?
Exactly.
They say we conduct full risk assessments in line with all European protocols. Based on those findings, there's no recall in place. The model here is from 2009 and has been long surpassed by different models utilising different technology and construction. If a problem does occur, we're keen to resolve the model as soon as possible. Well, do you know what? If that thing explodes in someone's face, it's going to be too late to resolve it.
Yeah, well, that's potentially killing somebody. Like that's not like somebody getting a cut finger or a bloody nose. That's somebody's going to lose their face. And, you know, that's quite true.
So once again, if you're driving along the car at the moment and you can't see this washing machine, it is literally like a bomb has gone off in it, right? The whole thing's exploded, and Hoover are admitting that this has happened, be it on rare occasions, that this has happened to other customers and that they are aware of it.
When I phoned them on their website with a contact number, I phoned them, it's in Merthyr Tydfil, like it is in Wales, is the number. And when I asked them about it and explained what had happened, and I gave them graphic detail what had happened, they tried to charge me to get a fix. They tried to charge me £200 to get a warranty.
They're not trying to charge you now that we're involved, are they?
No, they've change their tune because they moved me over. For some reason, now it's Dublin, seemingly. It's Hoover, Ireland.
Now, I should say, just for complete transparency, that you work for the BBC, for BBC Northern Ireland, but that doesn't mean you don't have a story. And in fact, you do have a story. You have a very, very important story here. We've then established also from Hoover that we went back and pushed them again on this. And we've now established that this is related to a production process which they sorted out at the end of 2009. They say that their analysis demonstrates that only a very small fraction of machines are likely to experience a failure of this type. So they're saying this again. But here's the question. How many is that? We asked them, because I got the team to put a specific question in to say, how many has this happened to? How many is a small number? They won't tell us, will they?
Is one not enough, Dave?
Yeah, but here's the point. Hoover won't tell us.
Well, they know they've got me. Are they doing a recall now?
Why won't Hoover tell us how many? And then at the end of their third and final statement to us, they say, although extremely unlikely for the overwhelming majority of users, should a customer experience a failure of this kind, in other words, if your washing machine, your Hoover washing machine, blows up in your house, should a customer experience a failure of this kind, they can contact our service team who will respond quickly and replace it. So don't worry, if your Hoover washing machine blows up, they'll replace it.
You'll hardly worry about a Hoover washing machine if that blows up in your face, I can assure you. It's really staggering what they're saying here, you know. But
have they apologised to you?
They haven't apologised. I'm still in the process of trying to get the replacement machine. It actually blew up and damaged the tumble dryer beside as well. It's wrecked as well. So it's crazy.
Well, there are very significant questions in the public interest to be asked here, very loud indeed, which are: how many of these machines have blown up? Two, why is Hoover not recalling these machines? Well, to be fair to them, they've answered that. They've said that because it's happening so rarely, the risk assessment says they don't have to. Then when they try to reassure you by saying, don't worry, if it blows up, we'll replace it. All I would ask people to do is go online, go on to at Stephen Nolan now on Twitter, and look at the damage this machine causes when it blows up.
Just picture you as one of your children stand beside it. That's all I would say.
Do you have the model number?
I do.
What is it?
It's Hoover OPH616.
Well, tell you what, OPH616, if you had that at home, would you want that in your home?
Well, that would be the reason why I would be speaking to you now, Stephen. I think it needs to get out there, at least at this model. I'm sure they get bad ones of anything, but this is ridiculous.
Hoover also aren't offering, I'm just reading through the fine print here, they're not offering to replace this if people are worried. They're only offering to replace it if it blows up. So in other words, keep an appliance in your house where there is a prior history of some of them, be it a small number of them, a tiny fraction of them, as they describe it. What Hoover are saying is, despite the fact that a tiny fraction of these machines blow up, keep it in your house, and if it blows up, they'll replace it.
Incredible.
If you think of the way people live these days, Craig, some people have their washing machines in their living rooms, in other words, in an open plan apartment type thing.
Very much so, yeah. So only we didn't have the space.
So you're lucky yours was in the garage. You could be sitting beside this. Your kid could be sitting beside this.
Well, my daughter had the misfortune of being in the garage, so she was shocked enough just the noise of it. But I'm talking seconds, and she was having that blown straight up in her face. She was standing literally no more than 4 or 5 feet away from it.
And in your words, describe to me what happened when it blew up. Like, did things come flying out of it, or what happened?
Well, I didn't see it. We just heard the explosion. Blew all the power sockets in the house. The electric all went down. Daughter came running into the house. We went running out. And it was just shredded plastic and concrete, metal shards.
Metal shards?
Well, the drum itself, if you look at the picture again, the drum has disintegrated. That's a steel drum. That's metal. That'd be shrapnel, effectively. It would be just shredded right through my garage.
And where did you find that shrapnel then? Where did you find the metal?
It's just embedded in bits of wood on the floor, just all over the garage.
Honestly?
Oh, seriously. It's incredible. It's just mind blowing.
So there were shards of metal embedded in wood?
Yes.
Around your garage?
Yes.
So thank God this didn't happen. But there could have been shards of metal embedded in your daughter in your garage.
Yeah, daughter or my wife, yeah, absolutely. That's the shocking bit about it, but partly there's not enough of us that's happened to you that means it gets recalled, you know, it's just baggage police.
Right, well, here's the issue for Hoover this morning. They've come up against the biggest show in the country, so I ain't letting this go. There's no way I'm letting this go. You know, what are they going to do? Are they going to wait until somebody's injured or blinded?
Maimed, killed, yeah. Seems to be the way of it.
Right, we ain't letting this go. Thank you very much for bringing the story to us.
Brilliant, thanks for taking us, Stephen.
Thanks, thank morning. Right, again, if you want to have a look at the video online, which we have recorded, we've actually got the washing machine brought down to the BBC and we've recorded a little film for you to see. At Stephen Nolan on Twitter is where you can find the link to that. Stephen, morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
0303 80 55 55. You know, this is not just a story about one man and his washing machine. The whole point of this story is that Hoover have told us, confirmed to the Nolan Show, that this has happened before. Their words, a very small fraction of the machines. Well, would you be happy taking that risk, Stephen?
Not. I'm very surprised this morning, Stephen, because I think it was Saturday night, my wife took washing out of our Hoover washing machine. There was smoke coming out of the inside of the drum, and our washing machine's in the kitchen, so that has flagged up danger to us. Certainly the engineer's apparently coming out Wednesday to look at it.
Now, what we've got to be careful about here, Stephen, and you'll understand why I'm saying this. You know, things go wrong with products. You don't know that you've no notion, actually, that what's happened to your washing machine is in any way related to this exploding washing machine. The model number that we are talking about, where there is, in the manufacturer's words, the potential for a very small fraction of the machines. It's Hoover model number OPH616.
Yes, I'm not too, not can't remember the serial number now, but yes, I understand what you're saying, but it's just flagged up just the fact that smoke's coming out of ours and then this story, so yeah, we'll see what happens anyway.
Obviously, what we'd be very interested in today is, has this happened elsewhere? Has this happened to anyone else in Northern Ireland? 0303 80 55 55. And if ever there was a time to go onto our Facebook page or indeed my Twitter feed at Stephen Nolan and have a look at this, today's the day, and then tell me if you think you would like this in your home. Hoover have said to us, just to repeat, the issue related to a sporadic anomaly in the production welding process from late 2007 to 2009, which could potentially have affected a very small fraction of the machines manufactured during that period. The likelihood of experiencing a failure of this type was demonstrated to be extremely small indeed. The production process was changed in 2009. No machines produced since this time are subject to this manufacturing anomaly. But Hoover are leaving those machines, which have a potential to blow up in people's homes. They are not recalling them. Stephen, your reaction to that?
Yeah, well, just the fact that my Hoover's in the kitchen, you know, the children around and even ourselves sitting there, yeah, just that very fact, I don't know what could happen. So that's the worry for me. And as I say, we'll speak to the engineer and I'll be very worried even if he does have it fixed. I'll always be worried now of that danger of that happening. So,
have you looked at the picture? Have you had a chance to?
I haven't. No, I'm driving. I'm out about driving today, Stephen. I haven't had the chance to see it now. But
well, tell you what.
I'm going to go home.
Yeah, when you pull over, have a look at this. at Stephen Nolan on Twitter. Stephen, thank you. Morning to you. Matt in Ballygassoon. Morning, Matt.
That's Pat. Stephen.
Sorry, Pat. Go ahead.
Could you just clear up, you know, sort of, it's not clear, you're going explosion, 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 and everybody's talking explosion. What caused the explosion? Was it mechanical, electrical? Was it, you know, sort of a gas explosion caused the wrong washing powder? What was it? What caused it?
Well, I don't know. Hoover are calling it a anomaly in the production welding process, something to do with the welding. Now, luckily, I said earlier on, I thought that man's daughter was in the garage. She'd been in the garage just before it exploded.
Right.
Now, and she'd been there for an hour. Now, luckily, she walked out.
Right.
But he said that there were shards of metal embedded in wood in that garage after that washing machine exploded.
Yeah,
and Hoover are leaving those washing machines in people's homes, garages, wherever they've placed them. That's the point of this story.
Right. But, you know, sir, the point that I was bringing in to make was nothing to do with that aspect. It was just asking you if you knew or if anybody knew what was the cause. Was it mechanical? Was it electrical? What, you know, sir, what, you know, people are probably wondering, you know, sir, here's an explosion. What's the cause of it, you know?
It's a fault. And Hoover calling it a production issue.
I'm going to give up talking to you about this subject because you're not prepared to listen, Stephen.
Of course I'm listening. Sorry, hold on a second.
No, hold on a second. You know, sir, I'm going to ask you the question, you know, sir. The thought that's occurred to me, you know, sir, if I had a machine like that there, and sir, I'm looking at it, you know, what is going wrong in there? What is it? Is it the electrical system? Is it the mechanical system?
And I think,
what's behind this?
And so I think, Pat, it's a good question.
Right, okay,
so,
I'll leave it with you there. Right?
So, and I don't know.
Okay.
Is the answer to it, because we have gone to the manufacturer, we've gone to Hoover,
right,
and we've gone to them repeatedly. You know, for example, Pat, here's the other question that Hoover is refusing to answer. So the Nolan Show wrote back to them. I think we've been back to them two or three times, actually. And we went back to them, Pat. Sorry, four times at least we've been back to them.
Right. And don't know, Stephen, your colleague that I spoke to on the phone certainly seemed to have some information on it.
Would you hear this? This
to do with the mechanical side of it.
Wait to hear this key. Well, we certainly haven't speculated on this team, so no one should be speculating to you on the phone. Let me just tell you the very interesting question which Hoover are refusing to answer. So the Nolan Show went to them, Pat, and said, okay, when you describe this as having happened to a very small fraction of machines, how many machines has this happened to? And Hoover, to this very day, are refusing to reveal how many machines this has happened. How many washing machines have blown up in people's homes?
Totally out of order there.
Okay.
Well, I suggest you might consider pursuing, you know, sort of that query that I've just raised.
Okay. Pat, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you.